This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day event marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities, such as a series of roadshows and states' roundtables, including ambassadors' meet and bilateral chambers' meet, organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the northeastern region. The summit aims to highlight the northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed a charge sheet against former Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik and five others in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project kickbacks case. In 2022, Jammu and Kashmir government requested a CBI investigation into the alleged corruption in the allotment of 2,200 crore rupees contract for civil works in Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project. In 2024, CBI carried out searches at eight locations in Delhi and Jammu. Other persons against whom charge sheet has been filed include Naveen Kumar Chaudhary, the then chairman of Chenab Valley Power Projects, and other officials M.S. Babu, M.K. Mittal, and Arun Kumar Mishra, besides construction firm Patel Engineering Limited. Kiru Hydroelectric Power Project is a run-of-the-river scheme being developed over the Chenab River in Kishtwar district in J&K. Global rating agency Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points to 6.4% over the next 5 years. The move comes following a sharper rise in the country's labor force participation rate in recent years. Fitch highlighted that the revised estimate for India shows a strong contribution from labor inputs, mainly total employment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar chaired the regional conference of India's ambassadors in Europe in Berlin yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they discussed Operation Sindoor and India's message of zero tolerance for terrorism. They also deliberated on various aspects of more deeply engaging Europe at a time of change. The United Kingdom signed an agreement handing sovereignty over the contested and strategically located Chagos Islands to Mauritius. Under the agreement, the United Kingdom will pay Mauritius $136 million per year to lease back the base for at least 99 years. Speaking to reporters about the deal, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, "The deal is in the UK's national interest.
This is absolutely vital for our defence and intelligence, and therefore for the safety and security of the British people. The strategic location of this base is of the utmost significance to Britain. From deploying aircraft to defeat terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan, to anticipating threats in the Red Sea and the Indo-Pacific, the base is right at the foundation of our security and safety at home."
India has welcomed the signing of the treaty between the United Kingdom and Mauritius on the return of Mauritian sovereignty over the Chagos archipelago, including Diego Garcia. The External Affairs Minister said in a statement that the formal resolution of the long-standing Chagos dispute through this bilateral treaty is a milestone achievement and a positive development for the region. The fifth round of indirect talks between the United States and Iran will take place in Rome today, aimed at reviving stalled diplomacy over Iran's nuclear program and U.S. sanctions. The announcement was made by Foreign Minister of Oman, Sayed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud Al-Busaidi. The Trump administration has barred Harvard University from taking international students. U.S. Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem has written a letter to the Harvard University in this regard. She said it's a privilege, not a right, to be able to enroll foreign students at the university. In her letter, Department of Homeland Secretary said this move by the Trump administration will force existing students to transfer to other schools or lose their legal status. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.